Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, that's right. It's Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 19th day of July, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and talk with me today. Well, it's currently 71 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 79 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and just another pleasant summer day, ticking away, heading in, you know, another month, and we'll be looking at coming on fall. Wow, man, the summer is going by quick, and I don't like it, not one little bit. Let's see what we have on the itinerary to start up this craziness. Foreigners snap up record number of U.S. homes. Say it ain't so. Anyway, we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Remember when we told you that Donald Trump was here for the big clearing sale and they're going to sell this country right off and under, so it's going to be owned by foreigners, and maybe if we're lucky we'll get to eat if we can work for them. Foreigners snap up record number of U.S. homes. This is from CNBC, sent in by Gray Rider for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Foreigners' purchase of U.S. residential real estate surged to the highest level ever in terms of number of homes sold and dollar volume. Foreign buyers closed on $153 billion worth of U.S. residential properties between April 2016 and March 2017, a 49% jump from the prior the period a year earlier, according to the National Association of Retailers. That surpasses the previous high set in 2015. They're buying it up. People are buying up your country. You know, down in Mexico, you go down to Mexico and try to buy property and not be a Mexican national. They're just telling the world, just come in and we can sell you anything in this country. We can sell you this country, and the people here don't own anything. And we've seen on our national lands, they're claiming that they own that. Federal owns that. And he's selling it off to China and all these. Well, you know, it kind of fits together. If China's going to buy up our industrial properties, our national properties, and turn them into industrial properties, well, they're going to have their homes here, aren't they? They're going to own the whole goddamn country. The jump follows a year earlier retreat and comes as a surprise, not a surprise to us, because this has been, this thing with Trump was set up. It was set up for, like we said, the liquidation of our country. Giving the current strength of the U.S. dollar against most foreign currencies just doesn't make any sense. Yes, it does. Which makes U.S. housing even more expensive. Apparently, the value of a financial safe haven is outweighing the rising costs, and has nothing with financial safe havens. They're coming in here and buying these expensive homes, and they're getting citizenship on top of it. They're coming in and taking over our goddamn country. Sales accounted for 10% of all existing home sales by dollar volume and 5% by number of properties. In total, foreign buyers purchased 284,455 homes, people, up 32% from the previous year. Yeah, well, you got the liquidator in there. You got Donald the liquidator in there. Half of all, and he's done promised them, yeah, you're going to be able to have your businesses here. Yeah, this country's yours. Just cash us in. Just cash us in, cash in the internationalists who came in here and bankrupted this country and moved our industry out of this country and made us weak so that these people could come in and conquer us, because they couldn't conquer us militarily. This is how it had to be done. Half of all foreign sales were in just three states, Florida, California, and Texas. Chinese buyers led the pack for the fourth straight year, followed by buyers from Canada, the United Kingdom, Mexico. You got communists, you got socialists. When they're all here, I guess this would be a communist socialist country, won't it? And India, they've already dispelled of our Bill of Rights or any notion that we have any goddamn rights. Russian buyers made up barely 1% of the purchases. But the biggest overall surge in sales in the last year came from Canadian buyers, who scooped up $19 billion worth of properties, mostly in Florida. They are also spending more, with an average price of a Canadian-bought home nearly doubling to $561,000. And this is what happened to Oregon via California. I mean, it's just like the slave states we talk about. It's just on a larger scale now. You see what happened here in Oregon is, I mean, the people who lived there here all their lives. I mean, you could buy a house back when I was, in my 20s or my 30s, for around, 40, 50,000 was a damn good house, man. It was a nice house. And then the Californians, see, through the 70s, through their real estate scams and schemes, they had the homes that they had bought down there in the 60s had, they're bought for $30,000, $40,000. Now they were worth $1 million. So they cashed in their $1 million homes, come up here and bought up all the properties in Oregon, everything that they could frickin' buy, drove the price of a house up till an Oregonian who lived here all their life couldn't afford one, and inflated dollars. Coming up, and now they're just doing the same scam on an international scale, and in the end it's America, whoever's got the biggest bucks, that's who owns it. Whoever has stolen the most of our resources can come back and cash them in for our properties. Oh, where were we? There are more baby boomers now than ever before. It's the demographic, said Eli Davis, a real estate agent in Toronto, who said she is seeing more dollar buyers, more older buyers downsize their primary home and purchase a second or third home in Florida. How many foreigners do you have to get in here before, in our, you know, before we're a minority in our own goddamn country? Do you think that this is what it was supposed to be, that, you know, the idea was that every American would have a home, that we owned this damn place, people. Now Americans don't have homes. Foreigners have homes in our country, and our people are living in tents and on the goddamn streets. We are being displaced. We are being replaced. And it's going to continue well until we stop it. Florida, the real estate here is worth so much more money. They all have more money. They're selling the big city houses that are now $2 million plus, where they went up so much in the last 10 to 15 years. So now you're going to have, inflated dollars from other, not even dollars, inflated currencies from other countries coming in and completely displacing you, putting our people out. That is, I mean, it's plain as a nose on your face. At the same time, Donald Trump and company are, you know, looking at taking every bit of any kind of wealth coming out of this country and transferring it to the people who have made record profits since they committed the fraud back in 2008. This is blatant and on its face, man. Despite the anti-immigrant rhetoric, and I repeat, rhetoric, from the Trump administration, especially about building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico, non-resident buyers from Mexico were undeterred. Mexican buyers, why would they be deterred? I mean, behind the scenes, in the big game, they were talking behind the closed doors. Oh, we're just doing this to get control of this office, and then it's going to be business as usual on steroids. Nobody get excited. Nobody's getting pushed out of the United. We're not going to take a slave force and remove it from our industrial base here, where the goddamn resources are. Now, are we? Just like we told you, people. Only there was a handful of fools out there, retards like George from Texas. Man, I keep thinking about that, and I can't tell you how that irks me. I listened to that again because Spike wanted a copy of it, so we went and cut it from David's show. I want you to listen to George from Texas talking that retard. When I tell you people, this is who is acquiescing for it, because him and his retard little pea brain, they can decide what's best for the country because they're real important people. You fucking retard, George from Texas. You piece of shit. You shouldn't be allowed to vote or anything else. You are a retard. But this is what's going on. And these are the people that are backing it, man. Retards. They're destroying the greatest country to ever exist on this planet. The only chance of a bastion of freedom on the whole goddamn planet, and they're destroying it. And people like George from Texas, because they're so important and they can mimic buzzwords and slogans from the radio, well, they're real important and they're going to decide for us, people. Are you going to let that retarded son of a bitch decide for you? I say we take George from Texas and throw his ass on a deportation barge. I would hang him, but goddammit, you could never get a conviction because he's not competent to go to trial. He's that goddamn retarded. And Mexico, non-resident buyers from Mexico were undeterred. Mexican buyers nearly doubled their purchases by dollar volume. How they got the money to come up here and buy your real estate, people? Because they shipped your goddamn industry down to Mexico. And now they're taking the money from your frickin' industry, from your frickin' resources, and they're coming back up here and they're displacing you because the idea is to get rid of the American national because it belongs to us. And goddamn, it's all been fraud. And if we call them on the fraud, then they don't get a cash in on the stolen property. Hell, there ain't no worry of them going to jail. We saw back in 2008, well, they're just too big to put in jail. They're too, well, goddamn, I guess then they're above the law. There is no law for them. Well, there is no law in this country. We've discussed that, haven't we? How far are you going to let it go? You want to see your grandchildren kowtowing at the foot of a Chinaman? Begging him for a bowl of rice while he kicks him, or you know, I mean, read some books about China, what they do sexually to their slaves. You might not think that'd be such a good deal for your grandchildren if you check it out. you could easily make the point that perhaps their uptick was wanting to buy now before new immigration policy was in place. What? Bullshit. Never any intent. Just a flat-out lie right to your face from a carnival barker. And people like Doris and Deckles, man, they fail for it. And because they fell for it, we're going to keep falling for it. I listened to that thing yesterday, and he's talking to the guy over there at RBN. And he's saying, well, you know, because he's not doing anything about the Hammonds after he knew about it and said he was going to. And because he went along with DACA, that we're false patriots because we're pointing out the son of a bitch's lies. What? You don't even know what the words mean, George. I'll tell you about George from Texas, man. I mean, I've tried to treat the guy good because he is a retard. I always try to treat all retards good because they can't help being retarded. But, I mean, they shouldn't have any kind of a chance to even to acquiesce for any of us. He'd send in articles, man, and I mean, it was just jubble. It was goofy. And first I let one through because I didn't want to, you know, disappoint somebody who was actually trying, whether they're a retard or not. So then, you know, they came on and, God, who is this retard? That's what it was coming out. So when he sent more in, I'd sit there and I've spent hours correcting and making it legible for him to put him on the air and then turn around and just, I mean, what a 2-3-4-faced son of a bitch and retard. And there's too many of them out there, people. And we have to start confronting these retards. Because every day we come up here and we show how our country is being, our way of life is being subverted, removed. How do you want to, live like a goddamn Chinaman over in China or a Mexican down in Mexico? Again, they're talking about Mexicans. Just think if you ever, 30, 40 years ago, you thought about the Mexicans would come up here and buy all our property. With what? They're a slave population. Well, we can fix that. We'll move your industry down to Mexico, and we'll pick and choose through our Masonic lodges down there who's going to come up here, and we're just going to have us a goddamn slave force, and these upper ones are going to be the ones that are going to be the controllers. I mean, have you ever seen the Mexicans work with the guy in control? I've seen it in the docks where I picked up things on the trucks. And you see the one guy, he's got him in complete control, working like a machine, like the slaves they are. But by God, I will not be a slave like that. And especially no goddamn Mexican or Chinaman's going to stand over me, and I'm not going to kowtow. I'll put your ass in the ground is what I'll do. Uptick and wanting to buy now before immigration policy is in bullshit, said Adams DeSantis, economic issue media manager at the National Association of Retailers. I mean, and these retailers, the people who have pimped off our country, these goddamn traders. I mean, there's nothing lower than a real estate agent, in my goddamn opinion, people. Like I said, this country, we were supposed to own our homes, and less and less every generation they've made sure that they've cut out, culled our people until less can afford a home, less can afford a home. Now we got to watch goddamn Mexicans and Chinamen come in here and get the goddamn things that belong to us by right, by heritage, by inheritance. They're taking our inheritance, and it's a handful of goddamn Zionist Jew pricks in Washington, D.C. that's accommodating every goddamn bit of it. They need to be hung. They need to be tried for subversion into our country. And they need to be hung by their neck until they are frickin' dead. In general, though, Mexicans have been buying less expensive homes. Well, yeah, because they're going to be the replacement force for we the people, the commoners out there. But there'll be a better commoner because they're used to being peons and they're used to begging. And when the big boss man to tell them something, they listen and they do what they told. Or else they'll hack their goddamn head off like they do down in Mexico, and that's coming too. In general, though, Mexicans have been buying less expensive homes. The average purchase price of buyers from Mexico came in at about $327,000. This is what happens. See, they took into it your industry down in Mexico so that they can have the money to buy your goddamn properties up here. They shipped down there. They shipped your goddamn jobs, your resources. It's all yours. It's what happened to the American Indians all over again. They're using your own goddamn resources to displace you and take your country away from you. Compared with 782,000 average among Chinese, because they're going to be the overlords. That's the ones you're going to kowtow at their feet. Because you got a socialist system being put in place here, don't you think? Social levels, don't you think? and 522,000 for Indian buyers. Everybody from all over the country can come here and buy a house, as a third of our population is living in tent cities. What's wrong with that picture, people? Mexicans overwhelmingly favored homes in Texas, while Chinese buyers opted for California and increasingly Texas. Think about what they're telling us here. It's exactly what we told you this whole scam was about. And Trumpy's leading the parade. The environment is much more Asian-friendly than it used to be, with churches, grocery stores, and schools at the that cater to their tastes. And have you seen it? Have you seen in the stores when you go shopping, the aisles for the Chinese, the aisles, you're being replaced. They have to get rid of you because you're the real owners. You are the people who have been swindled by right of even international law. It belongs to you, and they're taking it from you. That's why they have the 40 caliber ammunition, because finally in the end equation, they have to eliminate you. But we tell you recolonization. Are you seeing recolonization here? Because I sure as hell am. It's also possible that Chinese buyers are being priced out of California. The average price of a home purchase, because that's where the big main international communists have based themselves in California, purchased by a buyer from China fell from about $937,000 to $782,000, even as the number of properties purchased jumped to nearly 41,000 from 29,000. The drop in purchasing power likely stems from tightening regulations in China with regards to capital outflow. And I'm going to tell you guys again, as I've told you before, when a Chinaman buys property here, that is the Chinese government. They are communists. That they don't own anything. Everything is common property, communism. So with all these Chinese purchases you're seeing, this is the Chinese government buying up your country, and they intend to run the industry here, and you will become a good little coolie, and you will kowtow at their feet, or they'll freaking take you over the ditch and put a bullet in your head, just like they do over in China. Boy, we want to pump the Chinese in here. Man, communism's a real good thing. We should emulate it. And you know, it wasn't that many years ago, during the first term of Obama, and they were over there saying, man, look at how the Chinese have got it. This is how we should do it. We should be like the Chinamen. Remember that? Here it comes. Stricter foreign government regulations and the current uncertainty on policy surrounding U.S. immigration and international trade policy could very well lead to a slowdown in foreign investment. Bullshit. You're going to see it accelerate because they put out just some goddamn slogans. They've already admitted. I mean, Trump has already said that the unconstitutional DACA, he's behind it. He's going to finance it. And they ain't kicking nobody out of this goddamn country. They're playing the same game that old Bummer played. Oh, we're kicking all the bad guys out. And you'll find out a couple of years from now that they're coming out the other side of them prisons and going right back into your goddamn streets, hacking your children up. Because the idea here is to take the most wealthy country on planet Earth for themselves. And they're going to use every international angle to come at us. Anyway, if that don't disgust you, we'll move on. Jeff Sessions announces plans to increase asset forfeiture. Despite widespread opposition, and Jeff Sessions can just seize your property thing, sell it directly to the Chinaman, and cut out the middleman, right? This is from Federalist Papers, sent in by Paul for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Continuing the immoral, unethical, and probably unconstitutional. Who in the hell is this now? The Federalist Papers? Probably unconstitutional, huh? There's probably a fourth article that flat-ass forbids it, and a ninth article that says you abso-frickin-lutely can't do it. But it's probably unconstitutional. Practice of asset forfeiture by Attorney General Jeff Sessions is bad enough. Now President Trump's top lawman said he plans to increase the practice, which involves law enforcement seizing the personal property from suspected criminals without them having ever been charged with a crime. Well, let's look at this. Now, let's see if it is probably unconstitutional. And that Bill of Rights being the controller in that Constitution, and the ninth article saying that nothing in that Constitution can exist that takes away anything or infringes on the Bill of Rights any at all. Let's look at the statement here. Seizing the personal property from suspected criminals in the first place. These guys can't even act they can't charge anyone. They're in the government. Their jurisdiction only is in that 10-mile square. Remember, this here is the Federalist Papers. That's what the Federalist was telling us, weren't they? We don't need no Bill of Rights. Hell, they're right there. You can't come outside that 10-mile limit. But let's look at this again. Seizing personal property from suspected criminals without having ever been charged with a crime. Let's see here now. The fifth, we'll just go to the fifth. I mean, it's a total violation, a running violation. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on presentment of an indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb. Nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against himself. Nor be, here's the part that's real crucial here, here's where that probably is going to come in. Nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. Nor shall, that means only a court in the common law could ever relieve you of your property, and it'd have to be through a process through the common law jurisdiction where you have showed a damage or you have shown a civil crime that you're acting for restitution for. That ain't what's happening here. This is goddamn theft. This is goddamn hardcore armed robbery. And Jeff Sessions, I mean, look at that piece of shit, man. My God. I hate this coming up here every day, man. I come up here and I see this shit. It's getting worse, people. Day by day. There isn't even a lull in it. You know, you see on Fox News and CNN, they always come up with their puppy stories and the bear riding in the goddamn motorcycle cart. And all the smiles. Everybody's smiling because it's a goddamn con. It's propaganda. It's nothing more than a goddamn production, an act. The truth is, if you're copying to the reality, the truth, you can't get a smile on your face. You got to be disgusted. You got to be sick. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-lang-a-lang. Won't call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hugging of this, until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific time. That was Avril Lavigne with Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is how we feel here come around about Wednesday. A drawing for From the Trenches. Mary, Flea, and Norm are sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report. Mary has provided four prizes. The first drawing will be for a pair of Midland Talker two-way radios. The second drawing from our sponsor, Doom and Bloom, will be for the Survival Medical Medicine Handbook by Joseph and Amy Alton and a Luminen Aid Solar Lantern. The third drawing will be for Curing the Incurable by Thomas E. Levy and Only by Blood and Suffering by Lavoie Fennecombe. The fourth drawing, also from our sponsor, Doom and Bloom, will be for the Survival Medicine Handbook by Joseph and Amy Alton and a SWAT T tourniquet. Flea has provided a sun oven for the fifth drawing. Norm has provided a set of M1 Grand receiver blueprints as shown, rolled in tube for the sixth drawing. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, July 28, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Mary, Flea, and Norm for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. And back to the sessions. You guys remember, when Donald Trump, towards the end of the campaign, he's holding up his fingers and looking you right in the eye? We're going to obey the Constitution. We're going to obey the Constitution as rewritten by my corporate buddies and our team of sleazebag, pettifogging lawyers to twist it around 180 degrees and remove the Bill of Rights. That's what he meant. You think that he doesn't know better? You think Jeff Sessions doesn't know better in this shit? Doesn't know that this is direct violations of the People's Bill of Rights? Hey, man, but they're here to take you. They don't give a shit anymore. They're going for it until you start shooting at them, and they've got plans for the fight. But they, I mean, the deeper they can entrench before it actually breaks loose, well, the better chance they got of living another day, because they're going to get wiped off this goddamn planet. At a conference in Minneapolis, Sessions said that the local law enforcement could expect some dramatic changes in the way U.S. attorneys operate. We're going to hit this article on what's going on up there in Las Vegas here. And boy, do they operate. You mean how they operate outside of any legitimate authority granted by the people? Is that what you're talking about there, Jeffy? There will be increased prosecutions of gun crimes, good stepping up monitoring of gang activity, great increased investigation of prescription drug abuse, also good, and increased asset seizure by the feds, very bad. No, all of this is good. You see, the people, even these federalist folks here, man, that federal authority, man, they're all for it. They're all for all of it except that seizure thing, because it could come around and taking their shit, because they are going to take everybody's shit, because they're not going to stop, because they can't stop. They wouldn't know how. They have the plan for taking every asset that belongs to an American national. You already can't own land in this country. You can't own a car. You don't own the goddamn clothes on your back. People don't realize it, but that doesn't change the fact that it is a fact. I was seeing an NRA commercial yesterday on the Stupid Box. And they're selling insurance for gun owners. You know, they had a thing where they, a year or so, or maybe 2 years ago, where they were pushing for people to have insurance to own a gun. Direct violation of the second article, and we all know it. But here you got the NRA stepping up. They're going to be the first insurance salesman for the for insuring your second article right. And you got to believe that they're going to be backing. They're not going to fight any legislation to make you buy insurance from them, are they? We are so betrayed on every front, people. We hope to issue this week a new directive on asset forfeiture, especially for drug trafficking, Sessions said. Reason magazine reported, with care and professionalism, we plan to develop policies to increase forfeitures. Boy, they're going to come into these states where it's a state law that you can have marijuana and stuff. And everybody that has it, you know, the feds can come. Everybody who is lawfully smoking marijuana in Colorado, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, all these states, you know, I realize that they can come right and just go ahead and take your goddamn house and everything else for smoking marijuana. And they're coming for it because we got a big liquidation sale. We got Chinese lined up and Mexicans lined up ready to buy the properties you're sitting on. You're being driven out. What are you going to do about it? With professionalism, we plan to develop policies to increase forfeitures. No criminal should be allowed to keep the proceeds of their crime. And I'm telling you, when you think about where the crime's going to be here, just take it for instance. Somebody here in Oregon may own a $500,000 home. Go ahead. Thought I heard somebody trying to get in.
Henry, what's happening is there are all these states that have legalized marijuana. Everybody's got a lot of cash on them now because they want to go buy it. And these clowns are just turning right around. They're going to take it from you.
You betcha.
You know,
You betcha. What they'll do is, you know, the people that are, you say, I was going to, you know, say you own a $500,000 home here, and you buy a couple ounces of marijuana legally under the state, but you know, that was a mistake ever giving them the notion, you know, the whole argument thing about, you know, can you tell me what to put into my body? It's all a violation of the Bill of Rights. They just cannot do it. They have no authority. They've never had no authority. It's all by force. But they come in, and because you have that marijuana there, they can take your goddamn house. For marijuana, you purchase down at the shop. Then they can go take the shop from the people down there and take the money from the proceeds of all the pot. This is what's getting ready to happen because, I mean, they can't have any industry popping up in this country that might make us, you know, less dependent upon the corrupt system, the occupation. They just can't do it. And like I said, and here, I'm telling you, you will see, well, you're going to see homes confiscated, just like I told you just a minute ago, and you're going to see Jeff Sessions and company and with Donald Trump at the top leading the way, enforcing the Constitution. And you watch what I tell you. They're going to be selling those homes to Chinese. They're going to be selling them to Mexicans. They're going to be selling to Indians. Because the idea, once everybody gets here, they can, you know, they have their socialist system here that they have over there. But the idea here is to get the American nationals out of the way because, goddammit, we own the place, people. Where everything they've got has been through fraud, and it is not a legitimate transaction. It is stolen property that we have the right to retrieve. And by God, they know it. And they know it isn't. They aren't safe in their theft until we're in the goddamn ground. I promise you that. So keep waiting. Keep waiting. Let them entrench. Let it go clear until it's your house. And then, you know, you people out there are just delaying it. And, you know, you're not wanting to step up. You're not wanting to help nobody. You're not wanting to be a part of any kind of movement to stop this or regain our Bill of Rights, regain our common law. When they come and get yours, you're going to turn around and go, man, they can't do this. I just went over and I read the Bill of Rights, and this is a violation of the Fifth Amendment. And everybody's just going to laugh at you. Well, you don't want it until you need it for yourself. You would not preserve it even for your own goddamn grandchildren. You're a weak people, and your weakness is gonna cost a few million lives in this country, taking this country back. And the longer it goes on, and the more entrenched they become, the more lives it's gonna cost. We will come out the other side of it, but boy, it's gonna get bloodier and bloodier and bloodier. It could have been stopped easy. I mean, back in 1933, when they went to seize the gold, they should have went to Washington, D.C. and hung a few of them. No, you're not. We are going to own property. You're in violation of the Ninth Article of the Bill of Rights, and you're getting hung. You shouldn't have never tried this. And then hung the Rockefellers, all the dirty internationalists involved with this goddamn scam, the Rothschilds, hunted them down. And it wouldn't have been no big deal. I mean, the people back then were a lot more educated and understood their rights a whole lot better. But all through all these generations of dumbing down and stupidity, I mean, the average person walking up, they couldn't tell you what. Oh, I know the Second Amendment. I got my Second Amendment. Anybody mess my Second Amendment? But they don't realize that that whole document is a system of law. And if you take any part of it, if you diminish from any part of it, you diminish from it all. And the diminishments you're seeing to the second article are directly from the diminishments to the first article, and to the fourth, fifth, sixth, and the removal of the common law, period, which is a total violation of the Bill of Rights because the Bill of Rights is the common law. Hello. But it's only going to get better, folks. And we're going to go ahead because I wanted to hit this one with the Bundys because they're retrying some folks. Retrial begins for four defendants in Nevada Bundy standoff. This is from Associated Press. Las Vegas, armed assault and lawful protest were the opposing scenarios. You see what I was telling the other day? These people are, I mean, the Bundys, these tip of the spear, these militia, they're not going in there and refusing the goddamn admiralty. They're trying to get freed through the admiralty that is illegally holding them as political prisoners. They're hiring zillion-dollar lawyers to try to find a loophole for them. And I mean, like I've said before, you know, I've had my beatings and I've served my time, but I never acquiesce one bit. You have no authority over me. You never have. And I mean, that was my first words, and they were my last words. These people are not fighting for the cause anymore. They're fighting to save themselves because they stepped into something they shouldn't have because they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. Let's see. Scenarios presented to a federal jury hearing the retrial in Las Vegas of four men who bore assault-style weapons during a standoff that stopped government agents from rounding up Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy's cattle in April of 2014. Acting U.S. Attorney Stephen Meyer, who Sessions, you know, he said he was so proud of him. Remember that? This dirty little bastard who's going to come and start taking people's homes away from them because they're, what they're putting in their bodies, because they're exercising free will. This dirty little son of a bitch who's going to sell those homes to the Chinese, who's going to make his fortune and go live in some place like the Netherlands while we watch this place turn into a third world hellhole of nothing more than Chinese overlords and their kowtowing American slaves. The ones that are left, the ones that don't get the bullet in the back of the head because they acquiesce. People like George will probably make it. Meyer displayed photos and told jurors during opening test statements on Monday that evidence will show the defendants used what he called the working end of a rifle. I mean, I swear, people. To bend the law to their will. This is total lawlessness. The fact that them people are being held, they've broken no laws. I mean, dumbasses that they are, and because they're not standing on their principles and their morality, they're trying to slip big prison sentence. That's why they put big prison sentences when you fuck with the federal government, because they want you to acquiesce to that admiralty. I swear to you, people can believe me or not, I would have stood there and I would, paper after paper, it would have been filed correctly in the common law. These lawyers aren't going to do it because they're part of the charade. It would have been filed correctly and I just stood there and looked them right in the eye and said, you have no authority over me, you have no jurisdiction, I'm not in the military, and you're outside your 10-mile boundary, buddy. That would have been my stance, sink or swim. Because I'm not doing this to gain some uranium or to get some millions of dollars in grazing that they didn't know to start with. I mean, they're correct on all of it, but they're not going to the base, the common law. The common law, if the common law is not in place, you have no rights, you have no will. You cannot exercise your will without an apparatus to exercise it through. You cannot exercise your common law rights to an admiralty court. No more they can exercise their admiralty through your common law court. And your common law court was to be superior over all courts. They were to be kept pinned up. Man, chains on government. People forget about that. Oh, we don't want to chain our government. How in the hell can it come out and conquer the world for the Jews if it's all chained up like that?
Hey, Henry, that one article in that lady in Colorado, her attorneys are going to try and use the English common law for defense. Is that the correct way to say it, English common law?
Well, they're going to try to use some common law theories in practice, but what you got to understand, Mark, is when they go into that court, they're not going to be in a common law court. If it's either going to be up against, because it's an oil company, it will be in a federal court. The federal courts are not common law courts. It will be a United States district court for the district, a district within the district of the District of Columbia. And when they come in and they bring in the common law, it's meaningless. As meaningless as their admiralty is in our common law courts. She can bring it in all she wants. But they ain't going to do it. But they're going to just, with what they'll do, they won't say anything. Her lawyers will be talking to the judge and the prosecutor or her opponent's attorney behind the scenes, and they'll be laughing at each other as they're milking this woman for tens and twenties and thirties and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they'll sit there and go, it's unapplicable. You cannot enforce it in this court. This is a commercial court. This is about property. This woman is property. She thinks she's talking about property. She don't realize she's talking about herself. It's not going to happen is all I'm saying. And it is not common law because the common law courts have been removed, except when they want to pop up the common law jurisdiction in one of their admiralty courts for a foreigner. This is how insane it is, people. Go ahead.
God, this poor woman's going to get milked. I mean,
she is. She's done.
I feel really bad for her.
I feel bad for her, too. I feel bad for this country, my friend. I feel bad for myself. I feel bad for my children, my grandchildren. This is bad. It's bad all over, and it's going to get worse. It's going to be a bloody frickin' mess before it's over with because it's been neglected. Because the people have jumped in, this comfort zone thing. I mean, I can't remember the first time I ever heard that term used, a comfort zone. But people do. You know, they go out and they go out and they work in the psychotic admiralty administrative ripoff totalitarian dictatorship world, and they do it just for the moments, the hours, that sometimes days. How far you've sucked up to the system, maybe you get weeks and months where you get to just go in that comfort zone, and nobody can get me right now. Just cowards. I'm telling you, people. If our founding, if the founders of this country, not, I'm not talking about Georgie Mason Washington or any of these other son of a bitches, had been of that ilk, we'd have been still be, have English passports and be English slaves instead of international, what the hell would it be? It'd be United Nations slaves like we are. Everything, I mean, they wouldn't have had to go to all this trouble. But they've, of course, they've milked out all the wealth of this country they've wanted all the way down the line. Now what they want is compliance. They don't want nobody standing up like Henry on the goddamn radio and pretending like he's on a par with the goddamn kings and queens and the princes and princesses. You know, like Baron Trump. That's what they finally want to get this population back. See, they want to get us back into a slave state. Where they get, where we're disarmed slaves, and then they're going to exercise the prerogatives on the Georgia Guidestones because they want to call the herds. We're eating up too much of what belongs to them, and we're just animals, and it's really all there for them. I mean, they'll feed us slave fodder to wipe their asses and save their shit for a handful of us, but only a handful of us go on forward because, hey, it's wasting the resources that belong to them and theirs. It belongs to them because, well, they say so. They wrote it down on a piece of paper 2,000 years ago and or 1,000 years ago or last week. It all belongs to them. Just like, you know, the whole idea here with kings and queens, tell me how it's different from old federal. Federal owns something? Who in the hell's federal? He's a king. He's a king over there in America. Really? But I mean, like I said, you know, just we'll keep coming up here every day and we'll keep pointing it out to everybody. And they'll keep trying to shut this goddamn site down and these broadcasts down because, I mean, if the bottom line is we outnumber them so grossly, it is pathetic. It is unbelievable. I mean, some point in the future, they're going to look back and they're going, God almighty. I mean, this is like looking at the Roman legions and seeing them run from a third world pack of people from Africa or something. You know what I'm saying? Just seeing them just, why, God, they're taking that? My God, it's like that. We always go back to that kid over there in Australia. This great big kid and this little kid, I mean, this little skinny kid is just sitting there using him for a punching bag. Because he's just, and he's taking, he's cowing, and just, and finally the kid snaps and just picks the guy up over his head and slams him down on the ground and breaks his arm, and that was a bad thing. You ought to heard the comments from the people that reported, oh, that was a bad thing. No, he should have done it a whole hell of a long time ago. But I mean, like I said, in the history, in the future, they're going to look back in history and they're going to say, look at that. The largest army to ever exist on planet Earth, and these people are kowtowing. They're armed, and they're eating shit. By the spoonfuls, the loving spoonfuls from a loving government. Oh, let's see, where were we here? These four defendants got on a bridge armed with semi-automatic rifles and threatened to shoot law enforcement officers who stood below them in a wash, Meyer said as he urged the jurors to focus on the conspiracy, assault on a federal agent, weapons, and other charges against the defendants. Defense attorney Richard Tenisa, one of the guys, he's a part of the cabal, he's playing this game, he understands the admiralty, he understands that them people's rights have been removed and that they've done nothing, but he's gonna collect his money and he's gonna play the game. But I mean, if he was a real American, he would say, you can't do this, goddamn, this is a violation of their rights. And that would be what he would stand on, but he'd be like that other attorney up there in Portland and have his ass slammed down and tased too. That's where we're at, people. Representing Idaho resident Stephen Stewart countered that the defendants were just individuals protesting the U.S. government. See, that protesting. That's what we were talking about before. No, we're just protesting, and we wanted to go to court, and then we were going to get out that part of the Constitution we found that nobody else had ever seen before. We finally read it, and we found this little part that says they can't own this land. We weren't trying to be violent in any way. That's why they kept going, it's a protest. It's an armed standoff. It's a protest. It's an armed standoff. It was a game, people. It's a game, and they thought they could play. They didn't know what they were. They were playing with fire, and they didn't realize it. They thought that, dude, you can't do this to me. I'm Ammon Bundy. I got a cowboy hat and a ranch. Really? Wait till these next bunch get up for their comeuppance. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, like, we had that conversation with Katie in the comments on that article, and, you know, Katie brought up a real good point. I mean, and you talked about it, too. I mean, these guys should have just went ahead and lit it off, because then they wouldn't be facing prison. At least that way, we could have got this thing going, and then we could have proven their rights more directly if they would just went ahead and blown the BLM's head off right then and there and got it over with.
Well, yeah.
And then we would have had to.
Yeah, I agree.
Know, they should have just finished it.
Yeah, there was people that showed up there that was really, you know, they were down for the fight. And it would have been, and it should have kicked off right then and there. But, you know, you had Alex Jones up there, and it's just a protest, dude. It wasn't an armed. They didn't come there to fight. It's just like up here in Burns. You know, you come up and you're going to go against these people. You better be locked and loaded, and you better be ready to rock, or you end up like Lavoie Finnegan. I mean, if you're going to do that, I mean, that's what I'm trying to say here. But no more of this bullshit like at Bunkerville. And that's, if you're going to do it, man, you better be ready to write a writ and kill and be killed to enforce the law, period. That's where it's at. And it's not going to change no time soon. Anyways, guys, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, stay tuned for It's Time to Break Free with David Rock, coming up right behind us here. And that is the Word from the Trenches.